So, retail at Meadowbrook Plaza, huh? I see why this one's got you intrigued. Let's see if this opportunity is the real deal or more hype than substance. Especially with Sperity Real Estate Ventures at the helm, their involvement usually means there's something good brewing.
Yeah, Sperity's got a nose for potential, that's for sure. And this 9,000 square foot space at Meadowbrook Plaza, it definitely checks a lot of those prime real estate boxes.
Right. I mean, Meadowbrook Plaza, Chesterfield County, the visibility from Chippenham Parkway alone is impressive. 42,000 vehicles daily.
Wow.
And then you add another, what is it, 10,000 on Hopkins Road? You're talking about a lot of eyeballs. But is that translating to actual foot traffic?
That's always the big question, right? Visibility is great, but visibility to who? And that's where those anchor tenants, Walmart Neighborhood Market and Gold's Gym, really come into play.
Right. They're definitely pulling in a steady stream of customers. But what does that tell us about the kind of customer base we're looking at here?
Well, I think it suggests a customer base that's interested in convenience. They're looking for value at Walmart. They might be health conscious, going to Gold's Gym. It's a start.
Okay, so we're starting to get a picture of who the Meadowbrook Plaza shopper might be. But what about the residents themselves? What's the bigger picture there? Who lives in this area and what are their spending habits like?
Yeah, so we're looking at a community with a median age of 37.5 years old and an average household income of $87,079.
Okay, so let's unpack those numbers a bit.
Yeah.
What stands out to you about that demographic, and what does it tell us about the potential for a successful business in Meadowbrook Plaza?
Well, that age range, it usually means we're talking about people who are starting to settle down, maybe investing in homes, maybe starting families. And then when you look at that income level, it suggests a certain level of comfort, disposable income. They're not just scraping by.
So putting down roots and having a little extra cash to spend, that sounds like a good starting point for any business, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's interesting you say putting down roots because the materials did mention home goods as a potential win. But I think we can dig a little deeper than just furniture. Like, what does that look like for this specific demographic?
Right, not just any old furniture store. So what kind of home goods would really resonate with the Meadowbrook Plaza lifestyle?
Well, think about it. These are homeowners who are probably looking for a certain level of, quality, design, maybe even sustainability is important to them. It's about more than just filling a space, it's about creating a certain aesthetic.
So we're talking about a more curated selection, furniture, and decor that are both stylish and functional.
Exactly. And don't forget the potential for home office stuff. That's huge these days with so many people working remotely.
Well, that's a good point. A high-end home office furniture store, that seems like a missed opportunity in those initial suggestions. Totally makes sense for this demographic.
Right. And then there's the pet supply idea they threw out there.
Yeah, I mean, pet ownership is practically a given in this age group, right?
Pretty much. And it's not just about the basics anymore either. People are spending more on premium pet products, special food, grooming, all those fancy toys.
Meadowbrook Plaza, the pet lover's paradise. Okay, so we've got the right demographics, some solid business ideas, but what about the plaza itself? What makes it stand out?
Well, they clearly put their money where their mouth is, right? $1 million in exterior renovations, that tells you something.
It's like they're saying we're serious about attracting businesses and shoppers. And speaking of attracting businesses, let's talk about this whole enterprise zone thing. What does that actually mean for someone looking to set up shop there?
Okay, so the enterprise zone, think of it like a big incentive program to encourage economic growth.
Okay, but what does that mean for the average business owner? What are the actual benefits?
We're talking tax breaks, for one, property tax abatements, job creation grants, sometimes even sales tax exemptions on equipment, stuff that can make a real difference to your bottom line.
Those are some serious perks. And being right off I-95 doesn't hurt either, does it? Easy access for everyone.
Convenience is king, right? For shoppers and for getting those deliveries in and out, it's a win-win.
So we've got the visibility, demographics look good, and those enterprise zone benefits, that's huge.
Yeah, they've really set the stage here, and I think we're just scratching the surface. Like, imagine a really well-curated home goods store, maybe next to a high-end pet boutique, both catering to that same discerning customer.
Right. And that home office niche is still wide open,
Yeah.
especially with so many people working from home these days.
Yeah, and it's not just about filling a gap, right? It's about understanding what people in this community want, what kind of lifestyle they're going for.
This has been pretty eye-opening, actually. Meadowbrook Plaza isn't just an empty storefront. It's a chance to tap into something special.
And that's really what it comes down to, isn't it? As you're considering this opportunity, think about this. What kind of business wouldn't just survive here, but really thrive? Mm-hmm. What would really resonate with these residents?
That's the question, isn't it? It's not always about following the trends. Sometimes it's about recognizing what's missing.
Yeah.